Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Apple Bites for January. We are glad to have you. And tonight we are going to work with our presenter, Herbie Allen, who will give us some more great information about how to use our iPhone. Before I turn it over to Herbie, I would like to just pass on a few announcements. If you are not a BITS member and you would like to find out information about things that are being offered to the public, you can go to BITS-announce plus subscribe dash, I'm sorry, at groups.io. Again, I'm sorry, that is bits-announce plus subscribe at groups.io, okay? If you are a BITS member, you will be able to download, you will be able to download any of the presentations that are given here. So if you want to download this presentation, it will be posted on the website for you to download. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to our presenter. Welcome, Herbie.
Thank you, Rosanna, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Apple Bites presentation, where today I'm going to be talking about iPhone security. Now, questions have come up about Keychain and how to use it, and I think that's actually a good enough topic that I decided to flip-flop a little bit. Originally, I was going to talk about Find My, but I think this is actually more important, and then next month, that is when I will talk about Find My, as they are both interrelated to each other. But before we even get into Keychain, there's something else that you will need to do first, and that is to make sure your iPhone is locked with a passcode. Now, there are a number of benefits to doing this that go well beyond just being able to use Keychain. And I'm going to come back to a Keychain a little bit later on, and I want to just talk about now why you should have your phone at least with a passcode and also Face ID or Touch ID, depending on your phone model. So, number one reason, it prevents somebody else from accessing your phone should it ever get lost or stolen. And you might be thinking, well, I've got VoiceOver on my phone, it doesn't matter. Well, all it takes is for somebody to do a little bit of research, figure out how to disable VoiceOver, and oh boy, there's your phone, there's all your data, your contacts, email, whatever. And that is why it's a good idea to have a passcode on your phone. You can do three different types of passcode. You can do 4-digit, 6-digit, or alphanumeric. I am a fan of the alphanumeric method, which is a combination of letters and numbers, and you can also use punctuation. And the reason why is you can come up with stuff that is really a challenge for anybody to break. So if you have a passcode that it is at least 10 to 12 digits long and contains letters, numbers, and punctuation, it can take current technology about, I'm given to understand, 40 or so years to break. That's a long time, and that'll give you plenty of time to report your phone as stolen, delete it, all that good stuff. So I don't know about you, but I think I want that kind of level of security when it comes to my phone. 6 digits otherwise is better than 4 digits because it's still 2 extra, but it'll just give you a little bit of time at best. Now, next month, we'll talk more about how you can use Find My to report your phone as lost or stolen or anything like that. But this month, we're just going to talk more about how to secure your phone. And then finally, in addition to the passcode, you've also got Face ID and Touch ID. And how do you know which one your phone has? It's very simple. If your phone has a home button, then you have Touch ID. If it does not, then you have Face ID. And that is also the same with the iPad as well. And if it has a home button, then it's going to have a fingerprint sensor. So with the phones, basically, you know, the all the models all the way up through the 8 have the home button, and then the SE 2020. The 10 upwards, it is going to have Face ID. And they both are very easy to set up. Touch ID, you just put your finger on the button when it tells you to. And it'll tell you when to lift up, when to put it down. And you can have up to, I think it's 10 fingerprints on your phone. Now, Face ID, on the other hand, I at least have never had any trouble setting it up, even though I have no vision or anything like that. It's simply a matter of putting your phone in front of your face and, you know, allowing VoiceOver to guide you to put it into focus, and then just turning it around up and down and side to side. I think if I was ever going to show you all how to do that, it might be more beneficial to maybe do it on video, so that if anybody helping you, if you need help later on, can describe what I'm doing. But that'll be another presentation. So where do you go to turn all these things on? Well, by default, if you've set up your phone, it should actually be asking you to do that. But if you decided to have it turned off to start off with, and now you're going to give it a try later on, we can adjust that in our settings. And depending on which one you have, it's going to say Face ID and passcode or Touch ID and passcode. And even if you do have it set up, there's going to be some additional features that having this unlocked, well, or having these activated rather, is going to allow you to do, such as Apple Pay. So I have my settings open, and we have to go down a little bit of a ways to get to where we need to go.
Search, Herbert Allen, airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cellular, personal hots, notification, sounds, and haptics. Focus, but screen time, general button, control center, display and bright, home screen, accessibility, but wallpaper button, Siri and search, but Face ID and passcode button.
And there you go. It's a Face ID and passcode button. So to the left,
Siri and search.
Is Siri button. And search, and to the right,
emergency SOS.
Is emergency button. SOS. Now you can of course also do a search at the top of settings to get to it faster, but if you were swiping, this is where it is at.
Face ID and passcode, but secure text field is editing, insertion point at start.
Now I am going to go on mute to enter my passcode, as since I have it on, if I want to access it, that's how I'm going to have to go farther. Some things will only work with a passcode. Most things will allow you to use Face ID. This one is one of those where you actually do have to know your passcode. You also have to do your passcode anytime you reboot your phone. And I'm going to go on mute for just a second. And now that I've typed in my passcode, I just have to hit return.
Settings, back button.
And now I am into this field. So since I already have mine on, these are the options that I'm presented with.
Face ID and passcode, heading. Use Face ID for, heading.
So now it's going to ask me, what do I want to make sure Face ID is enabled for?
iPhone unlock, on.
I definitely want that.
iTunes and App Store, on.
So this is for if I make a purchase, and yes, this also works for free apps, by the way. I have to use Face ID to confirm that I want to make the purchase.
Wallet and Apple Pay, on.
Apple Pay, whether you're using Apple Pay for an online vendor or in-store, you have to double-click the side button and hold it up to your face, or have your finger on the fingerprint sensor, and then it'll confirm payment. And again, you have to have the passcode and Face ID on. And you can also use your passcode, by the way, if you have trouble with the phone recognizing your face or your finger. So you do, so long as you have the passcode feature on, then you're good.
Password autofill on.
Password autofill. This is where Keychain comes into play, and we're going to talk about that. But basically, when you tell Keychain, I want to access my passwords, again, it uses Face ID or your passcode to verify that it is you.
Other apps. Three apps. Button.
Other apps. Three apps. I'm going to show you this because there are Apple certain Store. Apps on. That will require Face ID for various things.
B of A. On. Starbucks. On. Apps that have requested to use Face ID for authentication will appear here.
There should actually be four apps, but that's okay. So, banking apps especially will make use of this, so you can use it to not have to remember your login. You can have like the auto login set, but have it tap into the phone's Face ID, so that way you can just hold the phone up to your face or use your fingerprint or passcode. And again, that's how it verifies
Face ID
it's
and
you.
Face ID. Use Face ID for iPhone can recognize the reset off. Face and reset Face ID button.
I can reset my Face ID.
An alternate appearance has already been set up. To enroll in other appearance, Face ID needs to be reset.
So with Face ID, it is more limited in that you can only have two faces. Some people do it where like a face where they are wearing glasses and the face when they're not wearing glasses. And or you could have another person's face if you want for security purposes, if you want somebody else to be able to access your phone.
Attention. Heading. Require attention for Face ID. Off.
I have this off. When you are using VoiceOver and Face ID, attention mode is not actually used. It works differently than if you are doing it visually. So this is something you can have turned off and it won't really matter, or turned on and it won't matter.
True depth camera will provide an additional level of security by attention aware features. Off. iPhone will check for attention before dimming the display, expanding a notification when locked, or lowering the volume of some alerts.
So you can have it kind of decide based on whether you're looking at the phone or not if it locks a screen. I have this off. I've never really played with it.
Turn passcode off button.
I can turn my passcode off. So if I decide that I really don't want it anymore, I can turn it off.
Change passcode button.
And I can change my passcode here if I want.
Unlock with Apple Watch. Heading.
All right. This is something brand new that was introduced last year.
Herbert's Apple Watch. On.
So what this does is if you have an Apple Watch and you are wearing a mask, the phone will see that. And if you have it kind of pointed at the watch, it will actually use your watch to unlock the phone. And that was put in to accommodate people wearing masks. And that really does come in handy.
Use the secure connection to your Apple Watch for Siri requests or to unlock your iPhone when an obstruction, like a mask, prevents Face ID from recognizing your face. Your watch must be passcode protected, unlocked, and on your wrist close by.
Yep, and so that also tells you that your watch needs to have a passcode as well. And that, I don't think you can do a 6-digit passcode with a watch. I think you're limited to just the 4, but there you go.
Require passcode. Immediately. Button.
I've never seen another option here, so I've just left that.
Voice dial on.
Voice dial. So what this is of course you can use Siri to make phone calls, and what this does is this allows it to bypass needing to unlock your phone. But you will encounter, if you have your phone locked and you have it passcode protected and you want to open an app, Siri's going to say you need to unlock your phone first.
Music voice control is always enabled. Allow access when locked. Heading. Today view and search. On. Notification center. On. Control center on.
So these are things I can access with the phone locked. In other words, I don't have to have it recognize my face or anything like that.
Siri on. Reply with message on. Home control on. Wallet on. Return missed calls on. USB accessories off.
I have this off. What it does is if my phone's been locked for an hour and somebody tries to connect it to a computer, it will require a passcode. This is a great safety feature because let's say your phone does get stolen and they don't get to it for a while. Well, now if they don't know your passcode, they're not getting in.
Unlock iPhone to allow USB accessory. Erase data on.
And you also can erase data on your phone, and this makes sure that you have to authenticate to erase the data.
Erase all data on this iPhone after 10 failed passcode attempts. Erase all.
And so, yeah, if you have 10 bad logins, then there you go. And it's very easy. I'm just going to show you what it's like to unlock the phone using my face. So I've locked the phone.
1916.
I've pressed the lock screen button. And there you go. I pointed it at my face. Now I can do my swipe up gesture.
Settings.
And there you go. My phone is unlocked. So, one of the benefits of having your phone passcode protected is it will allow you to make full use of Keychain. So now, let us talk Keychain. What it is it is both a password storage option and generator. And what that means is you can have it create complicated passwords that it will store in its memory bank. And you can use that to log into, you know, you can use it for various websites or whatever. The downside to Keychain is it is primarily an iOS feature. There are plugins you can get to kind of make it work with Chrome if you are a Windows user, but it's designed primarily for iOS and Mac. So anything in the Appleverse it's going to work with, and anything outside of it, you're gotta do some fancy workaround, which really isn't that fancy. Basically, you can actually look up your passwords and it will give it to you, so you can copy it and put it into Chrome or whatever if you're using Windows. And there are some things you do need to do first, though, in order to make full use of Keychain, and that is to make sure that it is turned on, which you do in your iCloud. And the other thing Keychain does as well is it will store your passwords. So not only do you not have to remember them, but whenever you transfer data, if you log into another iCloud device, if you get a new phone or whatever, all your passwords will go with you. So you don't have to worry about, oh, I've forgotten my password to blah, blah, blah. So that's another beautiful thing about Keychain. And most of the time, it'll keep you logged into stuff. I say most of the time, some things are pickier than others. So
settings,
in order to get to Keychain,
airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth,
we need to go to iCloud. And to do that, that is the first thing on our list right after search.
Search, Herbert Allen, Apple ID, iCloud, media and purchases button.
So in my case, it's saying Herbert Allen. In your case, it's going to say your name. I'm going to double tap.
Herbert Allen, Herbie.name, password, payment, subscribe, iCloud, media and iCloud. 200 gigabytes.
And now we're going to go to the iCloud option here. I'm going to double tap.
Storage. Heading. iCloud. Heading. iCloud Plus. Manage storage. Button. Photos. iCloud Backup. Keychain. On. Button.
Oh, why do you know? Keychain is on. And that is how you make sure it is on. I think it is actually off by default, but you would double tap and that'll turn it on. And you're good to go. And now you can store your passwords securely. So how do we make use of Keychain? What it'll do is it'll store all your Safari and app passwords. So
app, Apple
let's
ID,
go back.
Apple ID. Apple ID, setting, Herbert, notes, general, control set.
Now the question is, emergency do we need to do anything in Safari?
Battery, private, apps, wallet, path, con, count, no, voice,
let us take a look.
Safari.
Oh, there is Safari.
General, heading, tabs, privacy, settings for websites, heading, reading list. Heading not found. Set private. Prevent cross-site track. Hide IP. Block all. Fraudulent. Privacy. Check for. Allow.
Nothing about exciting
clear
here.
Settings. Page. Zoom. Request desk.
But I didn't expect there to be. So, okay. How do we make use of keychains? So whenever you log into something or create an account, it is going to activate. And I'm going to show you both. And how it works on, it's going to work differently on some sites, unfortunately. But to do this, let us go
App Switcher, Safari, active.
To Safari. Well, actions, one other thing I will settings, show you, first of all, while we're in settings,
settings
is back, you can look at
settings,
your passwords
back, setting, settings,
for, that you have saved. And I'm not going to actually let you see my passwords, but I'm going to go to where they are.
Mail passwords button.
There we go. Now when I double tap the button,
select alert, face ID authenticated.
Settings, and there you go. Button. That's how I had to use my face ID to unlock the password. So if you were to steal my phone, unless I'm already in the screen, you're not getting them.
Pad, edit, button.
Which I know nobody is going to, but I'm just saying.
Search, edit, button.
Now, what's cool about this, too, is you can also add passwords. So if you know your username and password to something that is not already stored here, you can add.
Add
so
button.
Let me show you that real quick.
Add. Text field is editing. Example.com insertion point at start.
So this is where you would put in the website, and if you put it in correctly, it is going to automatically trigger it when you go to the website and recognize, oh, this is blah blah blah.com. Hey, is this the password you want?
Username.
But the good news is if you don't want to put it in directly or whatever, you can still bring up the passwords regardless. And I'll show you that.
Username. User text field.
This is where you would put in the username and
password, text field.
What's nice is the password
in H, delete H,
is not starred out. So this is really awesome because it means you could actually use like Braille screen input. I don't think dictation works in this field, but if you're like a BSI user like I am,
numbers, space,
that really comes
text
in handy.
Q, W, can't add pass, done, dimmed.
And then you go back up to the top. In this case, it's saying done, dimmed, because we've not actually put anything in there. But once you've put your info in there, then you should have a done button that will appear and you can press it and voila.
Can't cancel.
Your thing
button.
Is stored.
Amazon.com, chanelum.alan.
And there you go. Now you can see I've got Amazon.
Amazon.com. Apple.com.
Yep, I have three different Amazon login info thingies here.
AppLevi's.com.
And if Amazon. I think one of them's inaccurate.
Herbie.Allen. Amazon.com. CHM.
Which,
ACB.org. Amazon.com.
Oh, there you go. I got my ACB password. If I want to, I can also... we're going to click on this.
Passwords. Amazon.com. Share. Edit. Button. Share.
Yep, you can actually share a password. It is very limited to just AirDrop. I think that's the only option.
Share.
Let me double check.
AirDrop. Done. AirDrop recipient. People. Chanel Allen. People. Air done.
So yeah,
button.
You can only share it by AirDrop. So
passwords.
That means the other person has to be in the vicinity and on the same Wi-Fi network and have their Bluetooth turned on. Other password managers like 1Password will actually let you share it via text message. But to this, it'll actually share to the other person and then it'll store in their passwords.
Amazon share, edit, username, channel, path, till this path, website, amazon.com. Website.
Oh, I want to go back though.
This password was last modified 1/14/20.
Okay, so it tells me that the password was last modified 2 years ago, at least according to when Keychain saw it.
Website, Amazon, Safari, button, account options, heading, change password on website.
I can have it try to take me directly to the website to change the password.
Set up verification code.
I could set up a verification code. I've never really done this.
Delete password.
And I can delete it.
Delete password.
And I can also go to edit and make adjustments that way if I need to.
And passwords.
So
password.
As you can see, settings, the password manager is very user-friendly and is very flexible. Now let's go to Safari.
App switcher, Safari, active, Safari, skip to main content, in page link.
Okay, so I already have the website up that I want to demonstrate. Let's see if it's going to cooperate.
Toggle navigation, home, visited, link, list, skip to main content.
And we're going to use AppleVis.
Welcome to AppleVis, heading level, founded in 2010. Our large and well,
okay,
toggle navigation.
So I need to go
search
to toggle navigation here because I need the login info.
Some apps, forum, blog, podcast, bug track, guides, hardware, user, my account, log out, link.
Oh, it actually remembered me.
Well,
what do you know? It never does that. Okay.
User account, skip
I'm
to main
to
content,
log out.
Link.
And now there's two things I actually want to show you here.
Get to bullet, get bullet, get bullet, get. Please note that these lists can also be iMac, Apple, and Apple. If you are looking, toggle navigation.
Okay, so
and
let's
toggle
see
navigation.
Where I can go to login.
Make apps for a blog, pod, bug, guides, hardware, user, login, visited, link.
Okay,
list
so I'm
going
to go to login.
Login to AppleVis.com. Use Holland 111 button.
Hey, what do you know? It already recognizes my username. This is the one I use for the website.
Keyboard button.
I can have it bring up the keyboard if I want to type in something different.
Other passwords button.
Or I can have it show other passwords.
Other pass keep use login to app use Holland 111.
So
button.
I want to use Holland 111. So I'm going to double tap.
Face ID. Face ID authenticated. Safari, page settings, button.
And there you
actions
go.
Actions available.
It's now actually logged
home,
me in.
Toggle, welcome to AppleVis. Heading left, toggle navigation. App, for a blog, podcast, bug, guide, hard, user, my account. Log out, vis, text field. Search.
Okay,
button,
now
and search,
there are
and
some sites though that are not always as cooperative,
and
I'm going to show
tabs,
you one of those.
Tabs. Done.
And
Max Web
that's
and easy
going to
walk.
Be our
log password
local paratransit site here. I'm going to use this as an example.
Login to ridemetro.org. Language select. Fare collection head. Password ID is required. Password star. Client ID. Password star. Secure text field.
So
required.
So notice here, it's not bringing me up that beautiful dialogue the way AppleVis was. So that's not a problem, though. It's an annoyance, but it's not a problem. I'm going to double tap the password field.
Insertion point at end. Password star. Secure text
field.
Now, the
easiest
is
way
required.
Is to kind
insertion
of
point y
go to where the Y is.
For this website, 88,443.
And then slide your finger right above that. And now you're going to be presented with some options. So in this case, I actually have two different login infos for this website.
For this website, 88,444. Toolbar. Done. Button.
And notice it's now brought up, it's right to the right of my toolbar as well.
For the password autofill. Button.
I've got my password autofill.
Q. Path for this website. For this website.
I will log in
for
as
this website.
Me.
88,443. Alert. Face ID authenticated. Password star. Secure text field.
Now.
Four characters.
Notice something important. This site did not automatically log me in the way AppleVis did. So I have to flick to the right.
Fare collection. Sign in. Button.
And now I can sign in. But what it did is it
loading.
Automatically filled in the information for the website. And I mentioned this because, like I said, each site is going to behave a little differently then, you know, so don't always expect the same behavior. So that's how you can know to bring up. Now, if I had actually brought up passwords, what it would have done then is I would have been flicking through all my accounts until I found the one that I wanted. Okay, so let's see here. And
social.
If you're in an app, it works pretty much the same way. You know, it brings up the same type of dialogue, so it kind of works, like I said, the same way that it will. Apps are, though, bit better in terms of usually recognizes the app.
Social sorry, folder, Siri, 8 apps.
I don't really have a use for you at the moment. But it works the same way. Now, one other thing, let's see if we can get this to do
app,
real
Safari,
quick.
And then active, we will take Safari, questions. Active, Safari.
Let's see if we can get Keychain to actually generate a password
toolbar,
for us.
Toolbar, tab, Icecast, Max Web, and Easy Wallet, AppleVis, tab, new tab.
So button. I'm going to go to favorites, a site
show
that
all,
I
links,
know
books, share,
where we can
forward,
actually
dim
have
back,
it
dimmed address,
demonstrate
search
this.
Or enter address, tech braille screen input,
so I'm
orientate
log
dots 3456,
a web panel,
986.
And give me just a second. Okay, let's see.
Chanel, panel, portrait, go, go.
So we're gonna
panel registered,
log in here.
Logo, image, login, logo, use password, username, text field.
So
is
this
editing.
Is another site where
enter
it's not
username,
gonna bring it up automatically.
Password. Enter your account. Insertion point at end. Y for this website, Demix.
But again, I kind of used my Y key as the anchor, and I just put my finger on it, and I didn't lift up, and I just slid up a little bit, and now it's showing me for this website, so I'm going to, that's the
alert.
One I want.
Face ID authenticated.
Using my Face ID.
Password, secure tech login button.
And again, it didn't automatically log me in,
dimmed
but
text
that's
field.
Okay.
Find functions quickly by email, index, email accounts, link.
Okay, so.
Search, text field, all, X, create, but one, but create, button.
Okay,
domain,
here we go.
900, missing a domain, section to, user, link, username, username. Enter your email addresses, user insertion point at end.
And we will call
Braille
this
screen in A or P L E B I T E S portrait.
Doesn't matter if
Apple
it's spelled
Bytes
correctly.
At 900, missing a domain password. Set password now. Radio button. Checked. One of two. Send login password. Enter password. Secure text field. Required. Button. Art. Password.
Now, let's see
and
if
insertion
Safari.
Point iPhone created a strong password for this website.
Yep. So it's telling me iPhone created a strong password for this website.
This password will be saved to your iCloud keychain and will autofill on all your devices.
And I'm flicking to
you
the right.
You can look up your saved passwords in settings or by asking Siri. Use strong password button. Use strong password. Password. Secure text field.
And there you go.
Cap R Q Y 0 hyphen M I W C X hyphen B U B P O K required.
And there you go. It just created a nice gibberish password that I have no idea what it was, but will fool pretty much any machine trying to hack in. And it's saved in Keychain, so I don't have to remember it. And if I... And there you go.
Button. This password has a strength of 100, which meets or exceeds the system requirement of 65.
And our password has a system requirement that... has to be 65 or better, and it tells me that this password has a strength of 100. You can't
optional
beat that.
Optional settings.
And now you go. That password is also now in my keychain, so I can look it up if I want. Now, we're actually not going to create the
app
account,
switcher,
but that's
Safari.
What it'll be like for
settings.
You if you
active.
Are creating
actions available.
An account.
19, try again.
It'll come up with a field. If you do not want to create a strong password, you would tell it not to do so. And in that case, then you would create your own. And then it'll prompt you, do you want to save this password to your keychain? And if you do, you tell it yes. And there you go. The other thing that you need to know is if you're logging into a site, if it's a bad password, it will not give you the prompt to save to Keychain if you're doing a manual login. But if you do a successful login, then it'll always bring up the dialogue, do you want Keychain to remember this password? You can tell it yes if you do or no if you don't, and you're good to go. Finally, like I said, Keychain works just about everywhere. You can even use it to remember Zoom passwords. It's a little complicated because you have to go to Zoom. You have to enter the information manually, and then you have to go to Zoom and then go to the meeting ID, log into the meeting ID. Then when it does passwords, you have to do that method to go up to passwords and then find the Zoom login info, and it'll autofill it for you that way. Not the most efficient, but it is one way of storing passwords. And with that, we are now going to open the floor up to questions.
Okay, I'm just going to go over with everybody how to raise your hand. If you are on a PC, it will be Alt Y. On a Mac, it will be Option Y. If you're on your iPhone, it will be to the right. There's a button that says More. You will click on More and then raised hand. If you are on a landline, it would be *9. And our first hand is going to be, I'm sorry, Diane Scalzi.
Diane,
you've been asked to unmute, I believe. Diane, can you do me a favor and raise your hand again, please? Okay, I'm gonna go
there
on
she goes.
To, is she there?
Yep, she just raised her hand here.
Okay.
Here, I can help you out.
There you are. Okay, Diane, I've asked you to unmute.
Okay, ahead, I think please. Can you hear me now?
Yep, you
yes,
got
we
it.
Yes, we can, yeah.
All right, real good. One of the interesting things that I found out when I first started using iCloud Keychain is that you can get it to generate a security report. And
yes,
when I did that the first time, I found, because I'm one of these people that uses the same password all the time because it's easy to remember. And I found out that I had used this password on like 15 different things in my keychain. And that it was, they said specifically that it appeared, I think it said something about appearing in a security leak.
Yep.
So I had to change that password real fast, not only where I was, but anywhere else that used it.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, so this is another benefit of Keychain. If you have it automatically generate passwords, it's going to be different. And so, you know, Twitter, for instance, they have been known to store people's passwords on an unencrypted text file, which somebody got access to. But if you use that password on Facebook and everywhere else, and, you know, they, you know, all it takes is for somebody to figure that out and boom, you're screwed. So it's definitely a good idea, whether you have an automatically generated password or not, to use something a little bit different for each. And even if there's some similarities to it, you can doctor it up, like have a capitalize some additional letters or change the numbers a little bit. You know, there are some interesting things.
Use a different, punctuation
yep.
marks, use a different yep. one for each.
You can do things just enough to where even if you use something that you remember, it's different enough that it's going to throw off something. But the more different it can be, the better.
Yeah.
But yep, Keychain, something Apple introduced last year, a password security report that it will tell you how secure your passwords are. And by the way, Apple cannot see your passwords. That data is kept encrypted as well. So they can't access your passwords when you store it in Keychain. So that's something else worth mentioning. All right. Thank you, Diane. And
Mary, you have been asked to unmute. Go ahead.
Hello, Mary.
You should be unmuted, Mary. You should have a message that you have to click on.
Can,
Can you hear us?
All right, Mary, make sure you hit that got it button if you haven't done so. And then, yeah, you should be given the prompt to unmute. And...
Okay, Mary, while we're waiting, I'm going to go on to Curtis Jackson.
All right, Curtis.
Curtis, go ahead. You are now unmuted. Go ahead. Curtis, can you hear us?
He is still muted.
Yeah, and I asked him. Curtis, if you have the Got It button there, you need to hit on Got It in order to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
There he is. Yes, there you are.
Sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead, Curtis.
My question is, the keychain is good for the iOS devices, but what if you use, say, for example, Windows machines along with your iOS devices and even an Amazon Fire? How would you transfer your passwords and or be able to get them and put them into the other devices, different operating systems?
So great question. One, back when I used these password managers, I actually knew my passwords. And so I just put them into each database manually. Otherwise, you can do one of several things. You can copy the password, like into a text file, for instance, and then paste it over into whatever password manager you use on Windows. You could use an app like 1Password instead of Keychain, which is more universal in terms of it'll work on any platform, and it does have web extensions, an app, the whole nine yards. But like I said, otherwise you just have to manually share the now Chrome, there is an extension you can get for Chrome that will let you sync with iCloud. And I get confused because it's either you need the iCloud from the app Windows App Store and the regular Chrome, or Chrome from the Windows App Store and the regular iCloud. I always get mixed up on which is which, and I understand it's a little bit cumbersome to use, but what you can do is you can get this extension that'll tie in Chrome with iCloud, and you'll log into your iCloud account, and then it'll retrieve your password, and then you have to it'll create a verification code that you then have to type into Chrome, and it's something I really have not used. I'd have Chanel on here explain it, but she is busy with something else. If anybody else has used that method and would like to raise your hand and talk about that, then you are so more than welcome to do so. But the easiest way, like I said, is to either use something like 1Password, which is its own application, or copy and paste from the keychain to whatever password manager you use on the Windows side or Amazon. So does that answer your question there, Curtis?
Okay. Pam, you've been asked to unmute. Go ahead.
Good evening, Herbie.
Good evening.
You have an audience of 10 brave soldiers. I'm at the VA.
Working. Oh, well, hello, soldiers. Thank you guys for your service.
They're shy. Everybody has iPhones here.
Well, I'm giving you all the fighting chance, so.
Yes. Thank all you, right. sir. Thank You're you, welcome. Sir. We have a question. Everyone is a bit confused, and I think I've been confused before when this happened. Whenever you get to a place where there's a edit where you fill in your username and password, if it says autofill, it shows your email address, and then that makes you think that's what it's going to put in for your password. If you're thinking a rational way, not in the iPhone way, but actually it's not. It's not going to do that.
No.
It's just verifying that it's you, correct?
When it comes up with the autofill, what it's showing is the username or email address you have associated with that password.
Okay, good. That's what I thought, but I didn't
so
want
to. That, otherwise, I would not have let you hear, for instance, mine. So, for instance, you heard with AppleVis that once you use Holland 111, that is a username for that website. You heard how on my password, other thing, it wanted to use, you know, an ID number. That is a username for that website. So all it's showing is the ID and saying, is that what you want to use? And so if your username is an email address, then yes, it's going to show the email address. And
if you tap on there, then it'll fill in the password. Is that how?
You'll have to confirm with the passcode, fingerprint, or face ID that it will fill it in.
Okay, well, I've done that on mine, but I wanted to make sure, real sure, before I told 10 other people.
Yep.
That's how it worked, because they're going, it's not my password, it's showing me my email address all there. Okay, I know, but if you tap on it, you just do it. They're kind of scared to do it the first time, because they can imagine that it's going to work. So I just wanted to verify it with you so they could hear that I wasn't making stuff up. Yep.
And try to practice on a harmless website, like AppleVis or something that, you feel comfortable navigating. Try it someplace simple to start off with, and that might help boost your confidence. So,
well, thank you. So you're doing a great job with this, by the way.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, soldiers. And hope you guys are doing well. And you guys are more than welcome to come to these ACB community calls and community@acb.org. Tell them that you want to be added to the community call list. And of course, you're more than welcome to join BITS as well, the Blind Information Technology Specialists. And, you can definitely get a lot of useful information that way as well. So, all right. Thank you, Tony, guys.
Tony, you've unmuted. Go ahead.
Hello there. This is DJ.
I was going to say, you don't sound like Tony.
No,
I don't sound like it. Believe it or not, I don't look like her either. She looks better than me. Anyway,
that I can't believe.
Yeah, there you go. So my question is in relationship to Keychain. I heard where you were doing a demonstration. It was in settings, and you also have it in iCloud. Now, the question I wanted to ask is, when storing your passwords, number one, is there an unlimited amount of passwords you can store into iCloud? And number two, when you're storing them, do you categorize them by giving them a name to associate with the certain passwords? And thanks for taking my questions, and you're doing a great job there.
Thank you. And all right. So those are some great questions. First of all, passwords. To my knowledge, there is not a limit. I guess if you use up all your iCloud storage and then you're trying to store more passwords, maybe that might be an issue. I must admit, I don't know if passwords even use your iCloud storage, though, to be honest. So as far as, because there would just be little bits of data, so I would imagine if there is a limit, it's extremely high. I think I have, let's see,
1948,
tell me how much I have.
Two notifications.
Let's take a look.
Weather fold, unwanted Apple app.
Open settings.
Settings. Home access wall face emergency exposed battery privacy
too,
app store
so.
Wallet and app password passwords button selected alert face ID
and
face ID face ID
passwords used to be
settings,
part of mail and well that now it's just its own thing
passwords hit add button edit but search field section index adjustable acb.org.
Okay, well, tell me at the bottom.
Empty list. 986 them. Empty list. 980.
No, won't. Okay.
Pass add button. Pass.
So the
settings,
other thing I do want to mention here, how it categorizes them. It categorizes them by the website or the name that you've given it, if you've not given it a website, and it's an alphabetical order.
Section
so
index.
Adjustable. I can use my section index, for instance.
B, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. Selected.
And then I can swipe to the right.
Livestream.com. No username saved. L button. LOC.gov. M heading. Microsoftonline.com.
That's nice. And I could also do my heading navigation for letters.
N, heading. O, heading. P, heading. R, heading. S, heading.
And see, it skipped over Q because I don't have anything under R.
Ridemetro.org. R, heading. Ridemetro.org. 88,004.
And, yep, you can have multiple sites with the same name in here, like I demonstrated earlier.
Ridemetro.org. 88,443. Button.
So it's showing me the website
actions
and the
available.
Username.
Ridemetro.org. 88,444. Button.
So that's how it categorizes them.
App switcher. Setting. Closing settings.
And,
app switcher.
So in alphabetical order, and the numbers are at the bottom. So, yep, that's how that works.
Okay, Kim, you are unmuted.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Herbie. You know, I hear you talking about passwords and all this stuff, and I use, you know, Apple Viz and iTunes and things
yep.
like that. They never asked me for passwords or anything like that. Do you go in and set those yourself for security or?
So AppleVis will ask you for, so if you actually create an account with AppleVis, if you want to comment or whatever on posts, that's when you would need a password. Otherwise though, AppleVis, you can browse all the site content without even needing an account. But I got an account because that way it allows me to create forums, post on other people's, and, you know, I can get stuff emailed to me if I want or whatever. So AppleVis. iTunes, it's going to use your iTunes password if you purchase something. If you don't purchase anything, then it won't. But depending on your settings, it should just use your Face ID or fingerprint to verify your purchase.
Huh, it doesn't. Well, I've only got a SE20. So
have you purchased stuff on iTunes?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it doesn't ask for my account or anything.
Well, it should already be logged into your iTunes account.
I don't know if I ever created one. But I bought things on there. Boy, if I created one, I don't remember.
Well, you might want to check into that. Go to your iTunes and the iTunes store, and you can look up the account information on there. You should have an account. I don't know if it lets you purchase stuff without one, but I guess if you have all the security, do you have a passcode on your phone or anything like that?
Yes, I have a passcode.
So, you know, maybe you have it, you might have it set to where you don't, maybe you might want to check your passcode settings and under fingerprint and passcode, that's what it'll be called on your phone, and see if maybe you have the stuff turned off for verification. That's what I think could be happening.
Okay. Does the SE20 have Touch ID?
Yes, the SE models, anything below, anything from the 5S or above, has a Touch ID. So, yep, your SE and SE2020s both use Touch ID.
Huh. Okay. I was just wondering. I mean, I bought iTunes, Amazon.
My guess is that you have all that the security stuff turned off. So that means if anybody gets access to your phone, they could purchase that stuff and there'd be nothing stopping them. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay.
So yeah, on your phone, it'll be under settings like mine, but it'll be fingerprint and passcode because yours is the SE model. And I'm guessing you have all that stuff turned off. So, all right, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim. And all right.
We have a question.
Yeah.
We have a question, I think, from Marty's iPhone. Marty, you are on.
Marty's iPhone. Marty. Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
If you have a website and you have changed passwords, so in your passwords, in the passwords thing on your phone.
Yep.
I notice it will have like the website, it will list it like for each entry. So which one, like if you're not sure which password that it's using when you do Touch ID, would it be like, would the most recent one be first?
What I would do, so order? I have definitely had this happen to me, where somehow it's created multiple entries. What I do is I'll just go in order of each one it brings up and make note of which login it accepts. And then I'll go back into Keychain and delete all the other ones, you know, going in that same order.
So what do you do? Do you go to each one and go and do keyboard and enter and make sure that that's the right one?
So I just tell it to try to log in with each one. Like I'll go, for instance, I had several UHD ones. And okay. So I went to the first UHD login. I told it that's the one I wanted to use. It did not log me in. So I was like, okay, I know that's not correct. So then I went back to the login screen. And I told it to select the second UHD one. That one worked. So that told me, okay, now I know I can go and delete the first UHD one because in my keychain because that one is not relevant now. And that's how I did it.
So is the first one like the oldest, I guess?
It goes in alphabetical order. So it's going to look at the site name, and then it's going to look at the username. And then barring that, I guess it uses the password as its criteria. But it generally goes in alphabetical order.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
You are welcome. And that was Marty's iPhone, by the way. I don't know if it was Marty himself or not.
But... It was Marty. It is Marty. It was Marty.
Okay. Mary Ward is up next.
Well, we're talking about iPhone security, so your iPhone could be hijacking the account. Mary,
save us. Sorry. I had to get out of Zoom and come back. All right. Am I on now?
You're on.
Yes. Okay. We can hear you.
I had to come.
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
I had to, you're on. I had to get out and come back in.
Yep. You're on.
I'm glad you're back. Zoom.
Anyway, what I wanted to ask about is the part of the demonstration just where you stopped the demonstration is exactly where I sometimes have problem. And that's with, it seems like if I'm not careful, I end up in an endless recreating the password over and over again. And especially on the Mac, but it happens some on the phone too. Where, Safari already, so what exact dialogue am I listening for?
Okay, so great question. So this one threw me off at first too. So mine didn't have this, but some websites will have it where it'll ask you to create the password and then you want to confirm the password.
This one, for example.
Yes, so I'm going to get to that. So what you do is it's going to, once you tell it the first time that you want the password, you'll click use strong password, and then you're going to go over to the next password field. If you're on the phone, you swipe to the right. If you're on the Mac, you're going to VO right or tab, and then it's going to bring up the dialogue again, and you'll tell it to use strong password, and it will remember the last, it recognizes that it's a use password again, verify the password field, so it'll use the same password. And then you'll hit the create or login button and you're good to go from there. One thing that can really be frustrating, and especially on the Mac, is if you come back to that password field for any reason, that dialogue is going to pop up again, but it does remember what it gave you. And you just hit that use strong password again button, then it will remember it for that site.
So you try to stay off of that field with the Mac.
As much as you can.
So many of us had trouble with the bits, and it seemed like there were a lot of Mac users.
I don't know, because I had trouble myself. I think that what was happening is, for some reason, on the Bits website, it was creating the strong password, but it wasn't storing it.
Yes, that's exactly what it was doing.
And so what it was doing is whenever we tried to log back in, it was using the previous password it had in Keychain and not the one we told it to create. And that's why it was giving a number of us grief. So, and yeah,
is that fixed now?
I have not tried it. I will have, that's something I have to play with and get back to you guys on, but like that did throw me off too. So, but I figured, and that's when I figured out a couple months ago what it was doing. But yeah, it was creating the password. It just wasn't, for some reason, Safari didn't realize that when we hit login, oh yeah, I should actually keep it in my memory banks, or Keychain didn't for whatever reason. So, all right.
I do not see any more raised hands.
Well, guys, I was just going to say we are out of time, but I hope you all learned a lot from this. If you have any questions, email or iMessage me, herbie.allen, that's herbie.allen@gmail.com. And I will be more than happy to answer your questions. I am also on Bits, so if you email the list, I will notice. It really does help if you mention Apple Bytes in the subject. So it'll really grab my attention, and that'll ensure I'll get back to you quicker. And you can also find me floating around the various ACB rooms and whatnot as well. All right, next month I will be talking about Find My and AirTags. So that is what we're going to focus on next month. And Rosanna, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind anyone who would like to join Bits, or if you're going to download this presentation, you would go to bits-acb.org. That is bits-acb.org. And you can look at the website. You can join Bits if you are not a member as of yet. And as a member, you will be able to download this presentation as well as other presentations that have been done. I would like to thank Herbie Allen for a great presentation. And we look forward to everyone returning next month for the February Apple Bytes. Thank you again for coming, and have a great evening.